Hey everyone, welcome to the fourth installment of Origins. So just to catch you up, that we talked about bangers. We talked about how I was just a bit disappointed with the reception I believed I got for the album, so I wanted to start 2024 off with a bang. So then started bangers and it went to number one. Then I talked about Rogue Money and just how memes just make just great content for music. Then in between weaved into that Real Richard remixed a track of mine called Tokyo Citadel, and it just did the numbers. Last time I looked, I think on X, it shows you like how many views a thing. This one had 150,000 plus views. I've never experienced anything like that. My phone was just blinking like the whole evening and the whole next day. It was just another level. And the fourth installment, we're going to talk about the song recently released called Salah. It is currently number one, and it is. I don't know where to start, but it's very emotional. It's talking about just family. We had a miscarriage in November, and I think you can now, even me just talking about it out loud, you know, seeing how a lot of things kind of fell into place, and especially in the sense that I was very, very, I really wanted to go to Tokyo for Nostalgia, and at the same, and that month is when the miscarriage happened. And to be honest, I don't know what I would have done if I was there and my wife is here and was going through what she was going through, because it was a very tough time and a very unusual time. Never experienced something like that before. Like I said, you know, it just took a lot of wind out of our sail. Had a lot of expectations for 2024, and just expecting a new child into the family, and all that you know brings, and all that expectation, and all that weight of it, and on top of that, just the process, man. It's just, you know, being at the hospital all weekend and everything that goes with it, and all the consultations, and it just threw us off and took a while, a long time. Still healing, still grieving, and still going through that. And I just want to kind of talk more about just the effects on me. I don't want to go too much into details about stuff, but I got to a point where I was able to share and write about it and rap about it. I think I'm happy to kind of get there and talk about that, because that also helps in my mind about kind of moving on and the process. So yeah, contextually, you know, having that experience, the miscarriage in November, it just changed a lot of what we were planning, and just all of that, so, and all the emotions that come with it. And I don't know if I really released anything around that time. I think that kind of motivated me more to do SPCV1. It's funny how all this is all coming around full circle, actually, because you know, I didn't really plan and write this out, but I'm seeing now the kind of things happening behind the scenes. So around that time, I believe Wavelake introduced their app, because they did it at Nostalgia. So just so much cool stuff was going on, you know, in the music side of stuff. And yeah, it was part of it. It was in the thick of it, you know. And basically, I was like, all right, I'm I'm gonna end this year with dropping my album on Christmas Day, and the album SPCV1, Straight Pleb Jane Volume 1. Even like calling it that, like, was like, I wanted to kind of have that. Yeah, it's gonna be a series. Like, I have that in mind. Like, I believe there'll be a Volume 2, and you know, all of that. So that's kind of where they came with that name for it. And I really wanted to draw a line of everything I'd done in 2023, and that was excuse me, that was like just my whole experience of Nosta, music, Bitcoin, family, and just all those things. I really wanted to wrap it up and put it in a body of work. So I really focused on finishing the album. So I had some tracks that were kind of half there, and deciding what's going to be on there and not be on there, because throughout the year I'd been on Stemster, and shout out to Rock and Samskis and Ben and the whole crew for just creating such an amazing place for artists to create. And I'm just forever grateful, because you know, the way you get better is repetition, man. It's like straight mamba mentality in that sense. I was just like, you know, if I heard a beat on there, I'll just rap on it, man. So that was cool to have that freedom, to have that, you know, just that creativity. You meet people like Real Richard, Jack, and Rock, and just DSIV, and just so many like cool people on there who similarly, you know, I don't know where they're at in their life, but you know, it was like this little clubhouse where you could just come out and kind of mess around on. So that's very much part of the story, and I believe that's helped me improve as an artist and just get better. So yeah, so like I said, just that, I really wanted to tie up some loose ends, and I think based off the new dynamic and the family, like that was like a win. It's like, okay, that's something I can do, and did it. And again, like I said, I guess it didn't fulfill what I hoped it would fulfill. I guess, you know, looking back now, you know, I thought that would be the distraction enough to kind of get my mind off what was really going on emotionally inside of me, which I was, you know, obviously talking about it with my wife and mentor and other people who are close by, who I trust about it. But you know what I mean? Like, you know, I felt that would be the win, you know, Straight Pleb Jane being received in a particular way would kind of fill a hole for me. But it didn't. And I think, and then, you know, which led to Bangers. And then it led to Bangers and led to Rogue Money. And then, you know, at the same time, Real is doing what he does with Tokyo Silver Remix, and it gets that reception. And then I one night, I mean, my wife can confirm, like, you know, sometimes I just like, just online, just looking for beats. And I can't say where things are going to go, but if I get a good feeling about it in the first, like, you know, 30 seconds of the song, then like it's done. Like I'm gone. So I heard the beat, and just the intro is just so moving. Like, just that sample, call anytime you need. And I'll be very honest, at that time I had no idea it was gonna go the way it was gonna go. So I just started writing, but I just knew something was off in me. That's why the first line is what it is. Like, I'm like, again, like, I'm number one with Bangers. Like, I'm top of the charts with A Broken Heart. Like, you know, it's funny. I tend to make, when I'm hurt, I tend to make the best art. Like I just knew something was off. I didn't know where it was going to go. And also, I'd promised Lola, who gets a shout out there, that I would mention her. And I just hadn't mentioned her in so many songs. So then I, you know, that's to say, she's like one of the first people I mentioned. And then, you know, And then just the song just goes in its own way. And, you know, I didn't really know. I just kind of went with the flow of it. And it just felt like the more I was just talking about stuff and think like setbacks and, you know, you can't really tell where it's going in the first bit of it, or the song. If you listen to it, you're like, all right, then, you know, where this name comes from. And yeah, I just kind of went with it. And then it just came. It was just like, I could hear the calling, Salah, Salah. And you know, or if you read the Psalms, it's like Salah is like a pause, reflection. It's usually like a in there, like between some Psalms. It sounds beautiful, man. And my wife really liked that name, and I was like, yeah, okay. You know, we refer to the baby as Salah, so just really was beautiful. So that was back in November. And again, like I had no idea I was going to make a song or anything like that. It was just, I think it just got to a point where I was just like, I can't write anything else besides writing this right now. And now is the time to write it. Like, I can't go beyond this point. And yeah, the song speaks for itself. Just really loving and just questioning things and still just hopeful. I believe in heaven. I believe in life after death. I believe Jesus is our Lord and Savior, and I believe Salah is there with him, and that's going to be an opportunity for us to reconnect. And is that simple for me, man? And that gives me hope and energy. And I guess, you know, it can kind of answer some questions of the energy that I've put into stuff lately. Like I've just gone like it's the last day. Like, you know, even ripping all these podcasts today, like I'm just thinking about the next thing to try and move the bar forward a bit. So without further ado, this is Salah.
With a broken heart, it's funny when I'm hurt, I tend to make my best art. What up, Lola? Heard that you're a fan. Your dad's my brother now, so that means we're fam. Your dad's a real man, executing plans. Wavelet changed my life, thank you, Sam. My heart's on my sleeve, I find it hard to leave. Words unsaid when I can still breathe. I got an M pub, I'm not hard to reach. I go to sleep dreaming about another peak, another week, another day, another summit. How we're gonna overcome it? Pressure builds diamonds and I love it. I'm on Nostra, zapping all my mentions. I stack so hard, my sats overtook my pension. I've made mistakes, I've learned so many lessons. Put my relationships over all possessions. Now I'm taking life a day at a time. Worrying about tomorrow is a waste of my time. I'll put my best foot forward, I still have setbacks. Then I cut all ties that are holding me back. I can't progress if I keep looking back. The truth hurts, I gotta face facts. We had a miscarriage in November. Had a weekend that I don't wanna remember. June 2024, man, I might go dark. I'll be thinking about the baby that will be in my arms. Salah, Salah. My wife said, Don, let's call the baby Salah. So I'm saying Salah, Salah. When I reach heaven, man, I'm looking for Salah, Salah, Salah. When I reach heaven, man, I'm looking for Salah. I know you know, daddy's coming. I'm heaven bound and I'm running. With every trip, with every fall, I get straight back up and then I give my all. I don't know how it got like this, but anything I aim at right now I can't miss. I'm with your Uncle Joe and your Uncle Richard, making Bitcoin beats, now the world listens. Went to sleep and woke up, guess I'm not finished. But I wish you were here so you could bear witness. And hug your big bro, and hug your big sister. Getting hugs from your mama and a lot of kisses. I can only dream, I can only wonder. Until we meet, I'm just counting summers. What's your laugh like? What's your smile like? Who'd you look like? Who'd you sound like? Salah, Salah. When I reach heaven, man, I'm looking for Salah. Salah, Salah. When I reach heaven, man, I'm looking for Salah. My heart's heavy, I can feel the rain. Lord, please help me, this is a new pain. I'm forever changed, just the way it is. I gotta get up, like David did. I'm the best me, when I'm rapping on beat. So I'ma do me, until the day we meet. My like who? That's who daddy is. After every show, I'm blowing you a kiss. Salah, Salah.